Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, check out the daily Brian Lehrer News Quiz question and see if you've been paying attention. We have a new question every day at our politics website. It's freecountry.org. Today's question is about the Senate race in Connecticut. And as I say, go see if you've been paying attention with the Brian Lehrer News Quiz at itsafreecountry.org. And move over, Batman. In the sign of the times, the new superhero in town is Unemployed Man. Unemployed Man is a jobless crusader who's down but not out, and he's embarking on a heroic search for work with his sidekick, Plan B. The new comic book is The Latest Adventure by Eric Origen and Gon Golan, the dynamic duo behind the New York Times bestseller Goodnight Bush. The Adventures of Unemployed Man is an action-packed story of a superhero waging an epic battle against self-interested supervillains with names like The Human Resource and The Pink Slip. This parody of classic superhero comics will be unveiled this weekend at Comic-Con here in New York, which shows off the latest and greatest in comics, specifically at the Jacob Javits Center right here in Gotham City. So here with us to talk about their latest adventure are the authors of the book, Eric Origen and Gon Golan. Welcome to both of you. Hi.
Thanks,
hello.
Brian.
Great to be here.
And listeners, we're gonna see if you can help the writers of Unemployed Man a little bit. I don't think they know we're going to do this, but we're going to ask you to suggest a villain that you think could be a character at some point in the Adventures of Unemployed Man. So conjure a villain. You can conjure a name for the villain. You could stop there. You could conjure a little character or storyline for the villain, but think of a villain who might show up someday in the Adventures of Unemployed Man. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Name that villain for Unemployed Man to fight. 212-433-9692. You can post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Eric, how'd you come up with the idea for this? Why did you choose an unemployed superhero?
Well, we could see the advent of the jobless recovery, and we wanted to address the unemployment issue. This was actually back in February of 2009, just after Obama's inauguration. And we also needed to do something that had a rich visual history that people were familiar with, and superheroes were that. So thus Unemployed Man was born, and we started developing it. I'm really glad you did the villain thing with the audience because we're actually at our book release party. We're inviting people to do just that and dress up as
really?
A villain or an unemployed hero, and the best character will win a free signed copy of the first edition.
Wow, so great minds, because we didn't even know you were going to do that. So, Gon, tell us about Unemployed Man. I understand he's changed his name, right?
He actually starts as a kind of villain. Much like Batman, he starts out as a guy called the Ultimatum, who's the Dark Knight of self-help. And he's a billionaire playboy who likes to prowl around the city at night in costume, but he tries to fight crime as a motivational vigilante, meaning he doesn't really think there's a problem with the economy as much as the fact that poor people just don't think positively. So he confronts homeless people and poor people on the streets and gives them the ultimatum, which is they either have to think positively or they get punched in the face.
And now he's been forced to downsize. And a punch in the face, that, you know, that'll make somebody think positively if they haven't been doing it already. So where does he live now, Eric?
Well, he actually loses his job and then is forced to live in his own secret lair after he's been evicted and all of his belongings have been repossessed by Collectus, the giant godlike collections agent.
I gather he lives in a cave now underneath his former mansion?
Yes.
Yes, it's called Rock Bottom.
And how about his sidekick, Plan B? What's his story?
Well, he goes to a job line, has this horrible interview, and meets Plan B, who's kind of like Robin, except that he kept aging, unlike Robin. So he's this perennial sidekick who's been a sidekick for everyone in the biz and lost his fight with the ageist, and kind of needs a Plan B of his own at this point. And they team up, and then shortly after they team up with a whole other group of down-but-not-yet-out superheroes in Cape Town, which is a kind of tent city. And then they all regroup at Rock Bottom, and their adventures continue from there.
You even have your own version of Superwoman, don't you?
Well, you know, we thought, what would a lot of classic superheroes look like if they were living real lives along with the rest of us? So we have a character called Wonder Mother, who's similar to Wonder Woman, only she has a baby strapped to her chest. So she, like many working mothers today, has to go out and do battle against these giant economic forces while trying to take care of her kids at the same time.
So our guests are Eric Origen and Gon Golan, the dynamic duo behind the New York Times bestseller Goodnight Bush. As you may know, their brand new comic book superhero is called Unemployed Man, to be unveiled at Comic-Con at the Javits Center, or at least displayed there this weekend. You want to hear about some villains? Our listeners are amazing. As soon as we put out the call, all 10 of our lines lit up. It's like they didn't even have time to think of a creative idea. And here they are, like Alicia in Queens. Hi, Alicia. You have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
I was thinking of Lord Landlord, the evil landlord who hikes your rent and doesn't take care of your building so well.
I like
it. Seems like a good villain.
Guys, Lord Landlord.
We know him very well.
Lord Landlord. Thank you, Alicia. Hugh in Manhattan, you have a villain?
Yeah, I was thinking of the headhunter, the heartless executive recruiter.
Thank you very much. Lou in Hazlet, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Yeah, overqualified with his minions of 30-somethings.
Thank you very much. Overqualified is a tragic figure, though, I think. I don't know if overqualified is a villain or belongs in a comedy.
We actually do have a character called the Master of Degrees, who's a highly overeducated perennial graduate student who's totally overeducated for the workforce. So he's unemployed too.
Lauren in Brooklyn, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Yes, I like the Cobra, responsible for taking away health insurance or making it really expensive.
The Cobra.
Cobra appears in the book many times.
Matthew,
yeah, Cobra's in there.
Matthew in Manhattan, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Yeah, Dr. Hiring Freeze.
Wonderful.
That's great.
That's great. Now, you have actual villains already, of course, and one of them is called The Thumb, correct?
Yes. He's the leader of the Invisible Hand. He believes in that mystical force, the Invisible Hand of the market, and so much so that he's transformed into a thumb. So his face is a kind of thumbprint. And at one point he gets a manicure with a giant emery board. And yes, he's runs the meetings efficiently and effectively in the Hall of Justice. And he's pretty hilarious, although very sinister.
And the thumb
we're basically all under his thumb.
The thumb could also be a BlackBerry addict. And you have another one called the Human Resource.
Yes, she's an unemployed man, sort of on again, off again, seductress and nemesis, sort of like Catwoman.
All right, more possible villains for Unemployed Man to fight. From Charlene. Hello, Charlene.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay, who's the villain?
The big bailout. The big bailout is where the villains go whenever they've been beaten by the heroes so that they can replenish their evilness.
Thank you very much. Robert, Robert in Laurelton, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Yes, Congressman, who through actions and inaction leads the jobs going overseas and the economy tanking and provides no relief when he's able to.
I think that's fodder for an entire spin-off comic, don't you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kurt in the Bronx, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Yes, the Downsizer.
The Downsizer. Do you already have the Downsizer in this series?
He's actually in the book, so we're all on the same page here.
Okay.
Yeah, I asked my 4-year-old son if he wanted to dress up as Downsizer for Halloween.
And I understand that. Well, what would the Downsizer look like? I might wear that costume myself. What would it look like?
Well, he's not very tall,
short.
First of all.
Yeah. He's got a shrink ray gun, and he has an arrow kind of pointing down on his head.
I understand that some of your inspiration for your villains come from real people.
That's right. We have three characters called the Free Marketeers who might suspiciously resemble Robert Rubin, Timothy Geithner, and Larry Summers. And they are kind of a behind-the-scenes kind of villainous force that gives bad advice to the hero in chief.
All right. We got about a minute left. I want to tell everybody that if you want to meet Eric Origen and Gongolan, they will be on hand this weekend at New York Comic Con, where they will be talking about their new book, Unemployed Man. Now, this is a book. It's a discrete, one-time book. It's not actually the beginning of a series of comic books.
It's the first book in an entire world full of comic books. As you can see, there's a huge amount of potential. And we invite people to send their ideas to us on our website, which is www.unemployedman.com. And there's lots of other fun stuff there to check out.
Clayton in West Babylon, you have a villain for Unemployed Man to fight?
Union Man would be the villain against people's right to work.
Very politically incorrect.
Well, I work for myself, and it's kind of difficult sometimes.
Clayton in West Babylon, thank you very much. And again, Eric Origen and Gon Golan, authors of Unemployed Man, thanks for coming on. Good luck with the book. Very great to have
you. Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thanks, Brian.
And that is it for today's show, which was produced by Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett with Alan Smith and Karen Camp. We had intern help today from Alana Casanova-Burgess and Sam Dishy. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow with Bob Woodward and others. I'm Brian Lehrer.